Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with American Muslim Community Foundation. Today on the 5 Fast Minutes Muslim Philanthropy Podcast, we are honored to have on Nadia Mavrakis, who is the Chief Executive Officer at Culture Ingwa. Thank you so much for joining, Nadia.
Thank you for having me, Muhi.
Of course. So for those who are learning about Culture Ingwa today, what would you like to tell them in 2 minutes or less?
Sure. We are a nonprofit organization based in San Antonio, Texas, with a global reach, and we focus on celebrating the people and heritage of the Middle East, North Africa, and South Asia. And our programming really focuses on building bridges and cross-cultural understanding to increase mutual respect between different people. Our programs fall into three buckets: education, community development, and arts and culture. But I want to highlight one particular program under education today to give everyone more of a sense of the impact of our work. We do virtual exchange programs that connect high schoolers in San Antonio with high schoolers in the Middle East and North Africa, and they work in cross-geography teams over the course of 10 weeks to solve a United Nations Sustainable Development Goal. So I'm going to read two quotes from students from either both geographies to sort of give you a sense of that impact. So one San Antonio student said, "I think usually in college is when people start meeting other people outside of their own country and they get a culture shock. And so it was really cool to get that now and see different people and how the world isn't just about us. Especially as Americans, I think it is easy to think that way." And one student in Qatar in the Middle East said, "The program changed how I communicate with others, how I talk to people. It made me learn that teamwork makes the dream work. It's the best thing I've ever done." So you can see how awesome. These programs really focus on innovative ways to not only build 21st century skills for people to succeed in an increasingly globalized world, but also help them build empathy and be able to take perspective of others.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they always say traveling is one of the best ways to grow as a person, and you're literally like offering that to these students through these programs. So it's really phenomenal.
Thanks.
And, you know, for your donors, I'm sure it takes a lot of commitment from your team and your volunteers and everybody involved. So if you had a minute to thank them, what would you like to say?
Yes, I would love to thank all of our supporters. Firstly, our board of directors and our advisory council, all of our staff and volunteers, and all of our donors, both individual and institutional. In 2020, we were able to deliver these innovative educational programs to 120 students, which is expected to more than triple this year. And we were also able to reach over 20,000 people through our community development and arts and culture programs. So without your support, we would not have been able to impact all of those people. So thank you so much.
Of course, that's really great to see just the growth that Culture Ingwa has had as well. You know, AMCF has helped Culture Ingwa out as a fiscal sponsor for grants and for other opportunities. And we've spent a lot of time just kind of brainstorming what this organization can look like and how it can continue to grow. So what does the partnership with AMCF mean to your team?
It means so much. I honestly like to say that you and your whole team are our thought partners for us as we develop and grow our organization. You've been so supportive. As you mentioned, have been a fiscal sponsor for us for a number of programs. You also provided a generous grant through the COVID-19 Response Fund for nonprofits, which was much needed during a difficult time. So I can't thank you enough for all of the support that you have provided for us.
Of course, happy to be there and really see that's the best part of this job is just being able to partner with so many fantastic nonprofit organizations across the country. And for, you know, people this Ramadan, they may be interested in learning more about certain projects. So, of course, they can do that at cultureingwa.com. That's CulturIngua, cultureingwa.com. And then on social media at cultureingwa. So one of the best questions that I get to ask people is like, what are three organizations that you or Culturingua get to partner with and are maybe give your sadaqa and zakat to, and who would they be?
Sure. So I'll mention three organizations that I personally support and love being engaged with. The first is Muslim Children Education and Civic Center, which is a mosque and youth-focused organization in San Antonio. I'm the treasurer of the board of directors there, and they do such great work with the Muslim community in San Antonio. The second is the San Antonio Food Bank, which is a phenomenal organization and has really done so much in this unprecedented time over the past year plus during the pandemic to support and build up our community during this difficult time. And last is Texas Muslim Women's Foundation in Dallas. I am so fond of them, both through the work that they do in social services and also in Islamic art. I was previously involved with them when I was living in Dallas. So they have such a special place in my heart.
Of course. In 2019, AMCF was honored to visit MCECC and present there about AMCF. We love the Texas Muslim Women's Foundation, and they'll be highlighted in the series as well. And their founder, Dr. Hinjara, was nominated for a Lifetime Achievement Award in the Muslim Philanthropy Awards in 2020. And, you know, all food banks all across the country are doing such critical and phenomenal work to meet the basic needs of our most vulnerable. So you can find out more about all of these great institutions at AMCF's nonprofit directory. I encourage everybody to find out more about Culturingua. Nadia, thank you so much for being on the show, and keep up the fantastic work.
Thank you, Mohi.
Awesome. Take care.
Bye.